Hallelujah. Good morning to each and every one of you, wherever you are connected this morning. I want to take this opportunity and time to welcome each and every one of you to RTD Church International Morning Devotion, a time where we come to seek the face of the Lord. It's a good Tuesday this morning, and I just wanted to come to bless the heart of the Father this morning. I pray that it is well with you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This is the opportunity for you to let God know that you exist, to let God know that you are woken up on a sound mind. And I want you to take time for personal devotion, just to say thank you Jesus for the gift of life. Hallelujah. You open your mouth wherever you are and begin to bless him with the fruits of your lips. Begin to tell him of his goodness, of his mercy, of his love, in the name of Jesus. Father, we worship you, we bless you, we honor you, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you all the glory this day that you have given unto us, oh Father. Even as we humble ourselves before you, Lord Almighty, we surrender our all before you, we surrender our desires, we surrender everything before you this morning in the name of Jesus. We submit unto you, mighty God, we submit to your will, we submit to your spirit, we submit to be led by thee this morning in the name of Jesus. We submit our mind, our soul, our body before you, Jehovah God. We put to death every work of the flesh as we embrace your righteousness this morning in Jesus' mighty name, that we welcome you, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. Forgive us of what trespasses, O Father, even as we forgive those who trespasses against us, O Lord. Lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy glory, and thy honor forever and ever. May your name be praised. May your name be glorified. You are the Lord, the rock of ages. Allow it be thy name. Hayatana mahanda. We worship you, Father. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you for your mercy that anew every morning. And this morning we have come to tap onto your mercy. We come boldly before the throne of your grace with the blood of the Lamb, that we may obtain grace and mercy for the time of need, in the name of Jesus. This morning we have come, O God, to seek you while you may be found, in the name of Jesus. That Lord, come and bless us, come and empower us this morning, in the name of Jesus. Come and anoint us this morning. May you pour oil on our head this morning. May you favor us this morning as we stand before your presence, Almighty Father. May you touch us with your mighty hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord. Oh, parianta zabarante zebenehanda. Even so, I pass through the valley of the shadow of evil. Even so, I pass through the valley of shadow of evil. I will never be shaken. I will never be shaken when the Lord is on my side. Thank you, Jesus. You are on our side this morning, mighty Father. And we bless you. We worship you. We give you all the praise and all the honor and all the majesty. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome, awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is mighty. The Lord is great. The Lord is awesome. Hallelujah. Today I want us to go through the book of Psalms 128. Again, it is by the mercies of God, it is by the grace of God that the Lord has brought us this far in His Word, in the name of Jesus. And I believe as we go through the Word of God, as we implement the Word of God, as we nourish ourselves with the Word of God, as we edify ourselves in the Word of God, our lives and destiny will never be the same, because His Word is the authority that cheers forward, in the name of Jesus. So take this morning devotion very serious. Take these teachings very serious. Listen to them over and over. Soak your mind in the Word of God. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't take your time. There's a lot of people, you spend so much time feeding on fear. Instead of feeding on fear, feed on the Word of God, so that you build your faith, as faith comes by hearing, and hearing of the Word of the living God. So spend time to hear the Word of God, and I believe that your lives will never be the same, in Jesus' name. Let us read the Word of God together. We are still on Song of Ascents. Praise be to Jesus. As I say, that these are very specialized songs that are meant to take you deeper into the things of God. Let us read together. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalms 128 is teaching us something. Praise be to God. It's teaching you and me something. And that is the importance of fearing God. The Bible said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. The fear of God. Hallelujah. You know, there are people that they fear their bosses than they fear God. They fear their employer than they fear God. They fear their husband than they fear God. They fear their wife than they fear God. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible is talking to us this morning that blessed are those who fears the Lord. What does it mean to fear the Lord? Does not mean to be afraid of the Lord, but it means to hearken to the will of God. Whoever you fear, you respect. Whoever you fear, you honor. Whoever you fear, you want to do that which pleases Him. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. In other words, when you fear God, you will want to live according to His Word. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. When you fear God, you will respect the words of His mouth, because God honors His Word. God esteems His Word. The Bible says that His statutes can be trusted. Hallelujah. They are more precious than silver and gold. The Word of God, the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Whatever come out of the mouth of God is valuable. Whatever come out of the mouth of God is awesome, is glorious, and it can change your life to eternity. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. So men who fear the Lord, they surrender to the authority of the Word of God. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. In other words, there are a lot of things that may be at your liberty to do, but you won't do them because the Word has guided you not to do them. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There are a lot of things that we see around other people doing, but we don't do them because we fear the Lord. We fear the Lord because the Lord has warned us that that is not the lifestyle we want you to live. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. That is not the ways that I want you to live as my my son, as my daughter. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You can't live like them. Hallelujah. You can't talk like them. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There are certain languages that we don't say because we fear the Lord in our hearts. Praise be to God. There's a way of dressing we can't dress because we fear the Lord. Hallelujah. We don't dress like the world. Hallelujah. We dress in a way that is honorable to our God, because at the uttermost we want to please God, not man. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Even when we go to do our shopping, praise be to God, we do our shopping with the conscience of the fear of the Lord. We live our life with the conscience of the fear of the Lord. We interact with people with the conscience of the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. We build our homes and our families with the conscience of the fear of the Lord. We teach our children the ways of God, because it is the command of God for us to teach our children the ways of God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And we have to be obedient to His commandment because we fear the Lord. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. When we fear the Lord, hallelujah, we love Him naturally. Praise be to God. We are willing to do what He requires naturally. Praise be to God. Not because somebody forced you to be born again. Hallelujah. We get born again because we love Him. Praise be to God. Because of our acceptance that Jesus loved us before we loved Him. Hallelujah. He cared for us before we cared for Him. Praise be to God. That what manner of love is this, that a friend should give his own life for another. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You know, the gift of salvation is a gift of love. It's not a gift of force. Hallelujah. It's not a gift of brutality. Hallelujah. Jesus died to save you by the power of love. In loving kindness have I drawn thee. Praise be to God. We are drawn by kindness. We are drawn by love. Hallelujah. Not by fear of judgment. Hallelujah. But we love Him. We love Him. We love the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. So when we fear God, we want to live for God. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man who walks on the ways of the Lord. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Who lean not on his own understanding. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. But in all his ways, he acknowledge him. Praise be to God. In all his ways, we acknowledge God. Hallelujah. We acknowledge our deficiency. We acknowledge that we can't do without our God. We can't survive without our God. We can't breathe without our God. Hallelujah. We can't start our day without our God. Hallelujah. We can't build our families without our God. We can't be successful in our career, in our life as a ministry without our God. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Jehovah Adonai, the King of glory, the Lord of heaven and the earth, the creator of the heaven and the earth, the God of Israel, is our daddy, is our father, is our everlasting Father, is the reason we are here today. Hallelujah. Because we carry His image, we are the breath of His life, because God breathed unto the nostril of man and man became a living soul. So we live because He existed. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And we live to glorify Him. We live to honor Him. We live to give Him the sweet aroma in His presence. Praise be to God. Not to bring Him shame and pity. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. But to glorify Him through our life. The Lord wants you to glorify Him. Hallelujah. The way you live, the way you smile, the way you talk to people. Hallelujah. Let them see the image of God. Let them see the making of God. Let them see the joy of God. Let them see the peace of God. Let them see the kindness of God. Hallelujah. The love of God at work into your life. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. Hallelujah. So for you to fear the Lord, you have to walk in His ways, in His ways, in His pattern, in His commandment, in His word. Hallelujah. So you can't say that you fear the Lord and you are not walking in His ways. Hallelujah. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Because God has created a pattern. God has created a culture that He wants His children to live. Praise be to God. And that culture is in the Word of God. That culture is in the Holy Bible. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible is the manuscript on how God wants you to live your life. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible is the carrier of the ways of God. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So if you want to know the ways of God, then you need to dig in into the Word of God. Hallelujah. And that's why it is compulsory for every child of God to be studious with the Word. It is compulsory for every child of God to make it a mandate, to make it a compulsory, to make it a command to study and know the ways of God. Praise be to God. Because a time comes that the faith of your pastor will not help you. A time comes where the faith of your bishop, the faith of your prophet will not help you. The faith of your apostle will not help you. The faith of your church members will not help you. But the faith you yourself you have built with God is what will be able to help you. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. You cannot follow a man's ways you do not know. Praise be to God. There are people that are not able to fear God because they don't know the ways of God. They haven't prioritized the things of God. Hallelujah. So they don't know the ways of God. So they end up doing things that they later on regret because they haven't surrendered to learn the ways of God. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. A time comes where you say, Lord, come and be the savior of my life. Come and lead me. Come and be the Lord. And that time you give your life to Jesus. Hallelujah. You begin to desire to know the ways of God. Hallelujah. My testimony, the day I gave my life to Christ, I began to desire to know the ways of God. I began to look to find a place where I can grow in my Christian journey. I found a Christian union in the school. I joined the group. Praise be to God. Because I wanted to learn the ways of God, and I continue to build my faith in that group. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Even you, when you want to know the ways of God, when you want to know the patterns of God, when you want to know what God desires of you, you have to be studious. You have to look for a place that where you can grow. Hallelujah. You have to purpose to be in the house of God. You have to purpose to attend Bible study. You have to purpose to attend discipleship class. Praise be to God. Because you want to know the ways of God. Because the paths of God are the paths of life. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And when you know the ways of God, the devil will not trick you. Hallelujah. The devil will not take advantage of you, because it is written that my people perish because of lack of knowledge. My people perish because of lack of knowledge. That thing that you don't know that you should know is what the devil will use against you. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. The Lord wants you to live a life of fullness. The Lord wanted to live a life of blessedness. The Lord wanted to live a life where people will look unto you and they will say, indeed, this is a child of God. Indeed, we can see the hand of God at work in the life of this brother. We can see what the Lord is doing. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed and it shall be well with you. The Bible says you shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. Do you know there are people that they work so hard, but they don't get to enjoy the labor of their hands. Hallelujah. You know, it takes the hand of God for you to enjoy the labor of your hands. Hallelujah. There are people toil so much. They go to school. They get degrees and all that. But they don't enjoy. They don't enjoy the labor of their hands. Hallelujah. Some are going away too early. Praise be to God. Without enjoying the labor of their hands. Praise be to God. That shall not be your portion in the name of Jesus. The Bible tells that you shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. Hallelujah. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. Do you know, when you are not blessed, sometimes you work hard and somebody, the spiritual robbers, they will just be coming and stealing everything. You are working so hard, but it's like you are putting money on a pocket that has a hole. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. It's like something is stealing your resources. Hallelujah. You are not able to see what you are working for. That shall not be your portion when you fear the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because the Bible tells that you shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hand. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you. Hallelujah. It shall be well with you. In other words, the devil is not permitted to touch you. The devil is not permitted to harm you. The evil people are not permitted to touch you. So it shall be well with you because you are blessed. It shall be well with you because the hand of God is wrapped around you. Do you see how it is important to fear God? Do you see how it is important to live for God? Hallelujah. Whatever killed others will not kill you, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are a child of God. The Bible says it shall be well with you because you are living for the kingdom purpose. It shall be well with you. No harm will befall you, in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will protect you coming in and you are going out. It shall be well with you because you are not living for yourself. You are living for your master. You are walking in the ways of your master. You are living in obedience of the Holy Scriptures. It shall be well with you because you are living a life that is pleasing before His sight. It shall be well with you. You are blessed. Men will call you blessed. You shall eat the fruit of your labor, in the mighty name of Jesus. You shall enjoy what you do, in the name of Jesus. You shall enjoy your work. You shall enjoy your career. Your career will bring you joy. Your career will bring you peace. Your calling will bring you joy, in the mighty name of Jesus. You shall prosper in the ways of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It shall be well with you, no matter what the devil want to do. It shall be well with your family. It shall be well with your business. It shall be well with your life. It shall be well with your ministry, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It shall be well. It shall be well. Get it. It shall be well. It shall be well with you. No matter the tears that you have cried, it shall be well with you. No matter how much they have laughed at you, it shall be well with you. Because God is taking you to higher grounds. God is taking you to sit with princes in kingly places. In the mighty name of Jesus, the favor of the Lord is coming upon you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is coming to lift you. The Lord is coming to bless you. He's blessing you now. He's blessing your spirit. He's blessing your mind. He's blessing you with good health. He's blessing you. Hallelujah. He's blessing your thoughts. Hallelujah. From today, your thoughts will breathe life. He's blessing your spirit. From today, your spirit will breathe revelations. In the mighty name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. It shall be well with you. It looked like today, that is a message to somebody. It shall be well with you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Hallelujah. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine, a great resource. Hallelujah. The presence of your wife will bring multiplication in your home. The presence of your wife will bring fruitfulness. Hallelujah. Your house will grow. Your ministry will grow. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Hallelujah. And this is a message to women. You are called to build your home. Don't destroy your home. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You know, women have the seed of multiplication. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, it is women that have the capacity to give birth. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So whatever is put on the hand of a woman can multiply quickly, can multiply, can feed generations. Praise be to Jesus. Because women has the capacity to be fruitful. The presence of your wife in your home will bring such a fruitfulness that you have never imagined. In the name of Jesus, will bring fruitfulness in your home, will bring higher capacity, will bring growth. In the name of Jesus, will bring ministry expansion. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God can use women in mighty ways. Praise be to God. So you as a man, honor your wife in the name of Jesus, that they may be that fruitful vine within your house, within your house. That home will prosper. That home, you will buy properties. Hallelujah. You will buy properties in the name of Jesus. You will buy houses in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You will grow to be a mighty tree in the name of Jesus. You will make in big investments in the mighty name of Jesus. You will build churches for God in the mighty name of Jesus. You will do great things for God. You will touch generation for God. Beginning with your house. Hallelujah. God will use your house in a mighty way, because there is somebody that God has put there who is a fruitful vine, who is a tree that keep producing. Hallelujah. The Bible talk about the virtuous woman in the book of Proverbs chapter 31. Go and read it in the name of Jesus. You can see that a woman can bring such a blessedness. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. No wonder the God said that a man shall not be alone, but I will give him a companion. Praise be to Jesus. A helper in the name of Jesus. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Olive shoots around your table. In other words, your children will be anointed vessels. And what does anointed vessel do? They silence the enemy at the gate. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. When we have sons and daughters that are anointed, they will silence the enemy at the gate. They will silence the enemy at the gate. The enemy that comes to destroy, the enemy that comes to steal, the enemy that comes to kill. Our children will silence the enemy at the gate in the mighty name of Jesus, because they will be anointed. The children of this ministry are anointed. The children of this ministry are anointed, and they will silence the enemy in the villages. They will silence the enemy in cities. They will silence the enemy in nations. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will put the devil where he belongs. They will cast out serpents in the name of Jesus. They will heal the sick. They will raise the dead in the mighty name of Jesus. And by no means no harm will befall them in the mighty name of Jesus. They will hold serpents on their hands, and no harm will befall them in the mighty name of Jesus. They will demonstrate the power and the authority of God and the flow of his glory and his anointing in the name of Jesus. They are anointed vessels in the presence of God to make impact on earth in the name of Jesus. Your children, they are like olive shoots around your table in the mighty name of Jesus. They are anointed. They are purpose driven in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They will not bring shame around us, but they will bring beauty. They will bring joy in the mighty name of Jesus. Do you know I'm speaking this prophetically? Take it and run with it. Run with it. Run with it. Take this word and run with it. Hallelujah. Amahanda rababu shaterere bu shadine kende le kene gandaganaza halatia na hantolo dia mahanda labanata jedemene kandile ne mahanda la damande zedede mahanda la damanda e perene mentelena kantana manaza zantaladine mentora zaganate e letemenana kantanaza zendele tena mahanda la damam. Do know, the battle at the gate is left for children. Hallelujah. There are battles that now, as a young generation, we are challenging the devil after we received the foundation from our fathers. Now we are entering into the gates of nations to battle for destinies of men, to battle for destinies of the next generation. Hallelujah. And that's why we are standing here, to put the devil where he belongs. We are standing here to tell the devil, you won't rule as long as we are here. Praise be to God. The devil is not permitted to rule our homes, to rule our schools while we are here. The devil is not permitted to rule our nations while we are here. In the mighty name of Jesus, the devil is not permitted to rule our cities while we are here. The devil is not permitted to rule our cities, our suburbs, while we are here. We are the light, and we must show forth that light. We must show forth the kingdom of God on earth, that it is possible to live for God. It is possible to be the light in the midst of darkness. It is possible to walk in the will of God. It is possible to walk in the ways that are pleasant before God. It is possible. Hallelujah. It is possible. Hayakana handa laganate. Eletene mehende riba handa rababosham. Epebeyanta mantalane kentene meneza. It is possible to live for Christ in a hidden, wicked, evil generation. You can stand how to be the light. You can stand how to be the torch bearer in the mighty name of Jesus, that your generation will see light because you have seen light yourself. In the mighty name of Jesus, your generation will know God because you have known God yourself. Your generation will fear the living God because you have feared the Lord yourself. They will see what God can do with a man that fears him. They will see the hand of God at work in your life. They will see how God will bless your home, will bless your ministry, will bless everything that you do. Hallelujah. And they will desire, they will see the great peace of God upon your life. They will see the great protection of God upon your life. Hallelujah. And they will desire what you have. Because when you have God, you have everything. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Behold, thus shall be the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see prosperity from Jerusalem. Hallelujah. You see, may the Lord bless you from Zion. What does that mean? Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. What is Zion symbolic of? Zion is symbolic of the sanctuary of God, the house of God. Hallelujah. The mountain of the Lord. Hallelujah. The house of God is the mountain of the Lord. Praise be to God. So may the Lord bless you from Zion. You see, now we are having a church, a small morning devotion right now. Hallelujah. We are having a service right now. We are decreeing the blessings of God from an ordained man of God. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. If you align with these blessings, your life can never be the same, because these blessings are proceeding from Zion. These blessings are proceeding from the altar of God. Hallelujah. And that's why you have to be connected with the church of God. Hallelujah. You have to be connected with the man of God. Hallelujah. This blessing cannot touch you when you are just an outsider, when you are just a roaming man with no identity, with no roots. Praise be to God. You need to find a place where you have identity. You need to find a place of worship where you have identity, where you have roots, where you are part and parcel of the body. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You cannot just be coming and visiting and looking from the outside. Hallelujah. And do nothing in the house of God. Some of you don't even go to church. Hallelujah. You just landed into this video by mistake. Hallelujah. You don't even know how the doors of the church look like. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. You need to find find a place where you are anchored. You need to find a Bible believing church where you are anchored into the truth of God, so that when the priest, when your pastor is blessing people, you are there to receive the blessing. You are there to hear the blessing. Hallelujah. You are partaker of the blessings of God, because the blessings that proceeded from the altar are very powerful than even the blessing that your parents can bless you with. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because they will cause you to be fruitful. They will cause you to multiply. The blessings of God will open doors for you. The blessings of God will cause men to favor you. In the mighty name of Jesus, opportunities will open to you you don't deserve, because you happen to be in the house of God. In the house of God is where we receive divine giftings. Hallelujah. By virtue of you being in the church that day, you receive the power of worship. You receive the gift of praise. You receive the gift of tongues. You receive the gift of prophecy. You receive the gift of healing, the gift of the miraculous, the gift of faith. By the virtue that you were in the morning's devotion listening to the word of God. Hallelujah. And tap, something came unto you from Zion. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. God wants to empower his children to succeed in the world. And for you to be empowered, you have to be connected with Zion. You have to be connected with Jerusalem. You have to be connected with the spiritual place where blessings of God are spoken, where the living God is being worshipped, where the living God is being honored. You have to be connected with the house of worship. You have to be connected with your pastors. You have to be connected with your apostle. You have to be connected with your teacher. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. For you to be tapping onto this blessing, because the Bible said, behold, that shall be the man. The Bible said, behold, the Lord bless you from Zion. Bless you from Zion. So you are being blessed from a designated place. Hallelujah. Blessing don't just come from everywhere. Blessing comes from a central place. And you need to be in that place. You need to be in that place. You need to be connected to that church. Hallelujah. And when you are connected to the church, you will know. Hallelujah. If you are just playing around, you know, there are people that they are not serious. They don't listen to the man of God. They don't listen to the teachings of the church. They don't give their offering. They don't give their tithe. Hallelujah. They don't do anything. Even ushering in the church, they don't want to do. Even cleaning the church, they don't want to do. Hallelujah. You have to be part of the body. You have to join the discipleship class. Praise be to God. You have to be willing to be taught. You have to become a committed member of the church. Praise be to Jesus. So that when the blessings are flowing, you are not just an outsider. They will touch you first before they touch anyone. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children. Hallelujah. Peace be upon Israel. May you see your children's children. Hallelujah. God wants you to live long. Hallelujah. God wants you to live long enough to make impact on earth. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is the lie of the devil to cut lives of people short. Praise be to God. God wants you to see your children's children. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. God wants you to see your great grandchildren. God wants you to see your grandchildren. Praise be to God. A life well lived in the name of Jesus. A life of impact. A life of purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem. May you see the prosperity of the kingdom of God in your life. May you see the prosperity of the local church. May you see the hand of God move in a mighty way in your generation, beginning with your home and your family. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Peace be upon you, Israel. Peace be upon your homes. Peace be upon your borders. Peace be upon your family. Peace be upon your marriage. In the name of Jesus, begin to bless the Lord this morning. Just open your mouth, thank him for his word. I know his word is powerful. powerful. His word is able to change us. Just begin to thank God for the power and authority in His word. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord. Ayatarada mihantele de menekata. Eyabayantarini menterene gendeletena. Epeberana zantanamanata zantanani kendelete damanata. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you, mighty God, because you have sent forth your word that you may heal us of our infirmity. And Father, today, by the authority of your word, take away ignorance, take away foolishness, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May you teach us how to fear you. May you teach us how to live for you. In the name of Jesus, for blessed is the man that fears the Lord, who walk on his ways. Mighty Father, today we surrender to live for you. We surrender to walk into the ways of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, may you help us by your grace to live for you, Lord. Help us by your spirit to live for you, Jehovah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we submit to be led by thee. We submit to live for you, Lord. Empower us for your purpose. Empower us to do your will. In the mighty name of Jesus. For your word says, not by might, neither by power, but it is by thy spirit, says the Lord. And Father, we surrender to you this morning in the name of Jesus. We surrender our homes before you. We surrender our nation before you. We surrender our family before you. We surrender the people that are around us before you, Jehovah God. May we be called blessed. May our children be blessed. May our wives become the fruitful vine in our homes. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch them wherever they are. In the name of Jesus, cause them to be fruitful. In the mighty name of Jesus, may our children be like the olive shoot. May they be anointed. Anointed for greatness. Anointed to sit in kingly places. Anointed to silence the enemy. Anointed hayakada galaganija. Hayakada laganakatelegedele. For out of the mouth of the babes shall spring forth praise. Let the mouth of the babes silence the enemy at the gate. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the mouth of the babes silence principality. Let the mouth of the babes silence unclean spirit. Let the mouth of the babes silence diseases and death. Let the mouth of the babes makadesh shedimenati aragana hantanaganate erima hand Mantani Kiriginaza Aradanan Derina Mahanda da Barateyam Epebeyanta Mentelene Menejam. Father, bless us from Zion. Bless our coming in and our going out. Bless us as a church, O God. Bless us as restoration of the tent of David. Bless us, O God. Bless every member. Bless every home. Bless anyone that is connected with this sanctuary, mighty God. Bless them, O God. Bless them from Zion. Bless them, O God. Bless them. Bless them, O God. Bless them, O God, that they will heed the hand, the work of their labor. They will not labor in vain. In the name of Jesus, we will not labor in vain. For you, the Lord, you are the one that recompense, O God. O Matara Baba 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 Jepene Mahanda Rababu Shaya Yeketele de Mehendem, that we shall eat the hand of you, the work of your our hands. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. It shall be well with us. It shall be well with our homes. It shall be well with our marriages. It shall be well. It shall be well. It shall be well with our businesses. It shall be well with our ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus, the eyes of wicked and unreasonable men, they will not see our children. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well, because we are covered, we are shielded with the precious blood of Jesus. It shall be well with our health. It shall be well with our mind. It shall be well with our careers. It shall be well in the name of Jesus. In our marriages, it shall be well. With our children, it shall be well. No harm will befall them. They are protected with the jealousy of God. God, the eyes of God are upon them. For you hold us at the palm of your hand, O God. We are precious in your sight. It shall be well with us in whatever we do, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. We worship you this morning. We give you all the glory for the authority in your word. We know that our lives will never be the same after this word. In the name of Jesus, we are moving forward and backward never. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are moving forward and backward never, because your word is opening the doors. Your word is nourishing us. Your word is empowering us. Our faith is growing in the name of Jesus. We are growing in the ways of God. We are growing in the true knowledge of Jesus Christ. And Lord, you are the bread of life. Let the bread of life settle in our heart. Let the bread of life cause us to grow, cause us to spring forth, cause us to multiply, cause us to be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be unto the risen Christ. We worship you, Father. We adore you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We love you, Father. We give you praise. We give you honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the King of glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What a day that the Lord has granted unto us today. Hallelujah. Thank you in the name of Jesus. I pray that you have been blessed. And if you are blessed, please remember to send your likes. Share the video to as many as possible. Hallelujah. Share the teaching. Share the podcast. Share the radio station. Today we are live also on RTD Radio Chicago Live. If you haven't downloaded the radio, please click the link down there on the video, or you can go to Apple Store or Google Store, and please make sure to download this radio app, and you will be blessed in the name of Jesus. May God bless you. May God cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you this day in the mighty name of Jesus. And above all, may the Lord keep you. Go out in the power of his might and shine for the kingdom of God. You are favored. You are highly blessed in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful day. Amen. Shalom, shalom, shalom.